The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Okta Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
Hey. I'm ready to go.
And we're
we don't need to get high yet, that's for sure.
Oh, I was about to smoke you.
Nah, bro.
I mean, you can.
I know I can't do that shit. Oh, I was
gone.
Bro,
speaking of the wrap up the last conversation, the Celtics had three championships in the 80s. Like, random years, though. 81, 86, and something.
Detroit did have two, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, nah, I bet, like you said, with greatness, though, right? Like, when everybody wants to count the championships and shit, I guess it's cool, but you're not, it's not fair because you only attributed the championship to, like, one nigga or two niggas on the team.
This is why I bring up the fact that Duncan should be in that conversation.
I feel all like, the time. But I feel like they don't want to big up Duncan because that was, number one, Tim Duncan not flashy at all.
Bro, I am high. Look at me trying to get comfortable.
Yo, what was that? What was that movie? The nigga was like, am I cool? Am I cool? That nigga like, fucking, you fucking Craig on Friday. That nigga's like, nigga, do I look cool?
Yeah, you don't need to hit the weed. It's okay.
You know what I mean? Bro? So, going forward.
Okay, this is disparaging shit now, huh? I prepared.
We gotta get to the depression.
We're all happy. Everything was going fine.
We're all excited now. Now it's a wrap. Then what's happening with the Golden State Warriors? Because I mean, there's a lot in the press, and when I say the press, I'm talking about Instagram because that's the only shit I be following.
That's funny,
but like my nigga Kuminga said, I'm tired of this shit.
I'm tired of this shit too.
My nigga Moody said, I'm tired of this shit. Steph said, they should be tired of this shit. I feel like when Steph started talking, bro, you fired. Nigga, when Steph said anything about your job, the only time he said shit about Draymond was when Draymond got suspended. Nigga, so when Steph say anything about you, nigga, it's curtains. That's all I'm saying.
Draymond out here talking about, I was going to retire.
When, nigga? You took the contract. Hey, fuck out of here. Nigga.
He contemplated retirement during this whole thing, and Adam Silver said, nah, son, you're being brash.
Who told you this bullshit?
He said it on the Draymond Green show that came out today.
Fuck you. All right. That's some bullshit.
Thank you, because this nigga weak, bro.
Don't fucking talk to me like that.
Dude, Draymond is the most bullshit motherfucker I have ever seen in my life.
That
he is the most full of shit person in sports that I have ever seen in my life.
Who would want you come back,
dog? Dude. I don't want to see this nigga play in any jersey.
I don't care what he said on his show. I feel like niggas was like, we're cool. If a nigga told you to come back, it's because you was depressed, nigga, calling this nigga suicidal. He like, yo, you was gone for 2 weeks and niggas was cool. Everybody had a good time. Only people that
didn't lose it. Was not worried about you.
Nobody cared. You was not mentioned the whole fucking time. The whole 2 weeks, bro, when they said Draymond suspended and we talked about what this could mean, and then Clay had a great game, Kuminga had a great game, Moody had a great game, niggas was rolling, like you said, winning and losing, but we're getting it together. We understand it. We playing.
We don't need you. That's the point. It's, you ain't good to us no more. We can't sit here and act like, oh, Draymond is the key to a championship. I don't give a fuck how good Draymond is. He doesn't make people better anymore. Bro, this is probably why he was contemplating retirement. I just ain't got it in me no more. Bro, I just can't do it.
When the niggas on the court with you have the best games of their last two seasons, when you get sent home, Nigga, go home. Stay there. Don't come back. Nigga, like, look, they'll figure it out. Hey, they going through shit right. Look, niggas.
They going through shit right now. They don't
niggas,
look good.
No, it's okay though. Cause it's rough times. Niggas go through rough
times.
It's okay. But stay your ass at home. We don't need you to come back right now.
We got a like, coach ain't coaching.
I think he's just trying to get fired personally.
It seems like it, bro. We got players out there that really ain't playing. What's his name? Wiggins had 3 points yesterday, bro. He had 3 points yesterday.
Is he sad he getting traded?
I mean, it might be. I don't know. Is he getting traded? We giving him every shot possible. This is why Kuminga coming out talking about, I don't believe in the coaching anymore. I don't understand what they want me to do.
I felt like, bro, I really feel like.
You keep playing this, nigga.
I hate Shams.
And he ass.
Can I be Shams? Like, can niggas hit me, bro? Because I'm a geek.
Because we be on this shit nigga. real
yo,
quick.
Yo.
Can I be out there and just ask some questions?
I just need to ask. Let me be in a press conference.
Can I be, can I be the Bay Area Chronicle, whatever you want to call it? Like,
somebody give me a press credential, bro. I'm going to pop up. I got some questions, dog.
They don't want us to ask questions.
Hell nah. Because
we represent the Straight Dope Show, and we got some questions for Steve Kerr. He ain't going to answer our questions, though. He ain't going to never call on us.
No, look, he gonna be looking. He going to make eye contact. Bruh, and be like,
the media are going to send us to the front and be like, hey, y'all, hey, get them up here. Let them ask this question so we can get these fucking articles up. They ain't going to want us in a press room, bro. There's no fucking way. Because I'm going to ask him the real shit. Do you really want to be out there, Steve Kerr? Do you have a personal vendetta against Kuminga? Is there something going on that we don't know about?
Are you being dictated your job? Like, is somebody telling you what you should be doing? Hey, you.
Do you have the personal freedom?
Hey, look, be like, you ain't even got an answer. Just blink.
Start the question off. Blink twice. You have the personal freedom.
If you feel
to play who you want to play,
if you feel confined in your current situation, just smile.
Is there a stranglehold with Draymond Green over the organization? Is there something about this situation that we do not know currently?
And then if I know, they ain't definitely asking. Who did he catch on tape fucking out of pocket? Like, nigga, what shit did he walk in on the show? Like, hey, you know what?
It was probably Steve Kerr and somebody else. It gotta be, because that nigga got something on them.
He got something
on somebody, bro.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Just
what,
like Cat Williams.
Yeah, he just got the dirt, nigga.
He got something on somebody, bro.
Hey, like Cat Williams said, nigga, I paid for the dirt. I told y'all to bring me the dirt.
When I walk through, hands go down. And it seemed like
that's what we Draymond walk
kind
through.
Of energy.
Bro, he took 2 weeks off. Hey, when y'all say suspended indefinitely, I know in the NFL, they don't fuck around. They say suspended indefinitely, nigga, we'll talk to you the beginning of next season. Nigga, that's how they do it.
He came back 2 weeks later, you know. It was more than 2 weeks. It was 12 nigga, games.
No, 12 days, nigga.
12 games. It was 12 games.
Nigga, how many? I need actual days, nigga.
Like a month. 3.5 weeks, 3-4 weeks.
But it was paid though.
No. He might have got some of it.
Nigga.
I mean, he lost a lot of money in this last month. Like, this was like a real, what do you call it?
I mean, it was definitely a turning point.
Punishment for him.
I understand.
I don't know what's going to happen with Draymond going forward.
Now, look, I understand that it was a turning point only because, in my eyes personally, this nigga been going foul
for a long time,
years, nigga, I get it. Years.
But as a Warrior fan, it was just this year.
That's nigga.
No, actually, it started last year. It was more like last year when in the playoffs he was doing some stupid shit. Can't be stomping on niggas, bro.
My nigga said, as a Warrior fan, so you agree with me. As a regular nigga that tune in
as a regular nigga, watching him his whole career has been some bullshit.
Horrible.
It's been bullshit.
Hey, and then it's just going downhill over like the last five. right? Like pre-COVID, then everything after COVID, right? He was doing some wild shit the whole time.
No, pre-Steph and Clay injury. And then after Steph and Clay injury. That's what it really is.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the end for him was was it 2019 or whatever?
Nigga.
When we were trash.
Like I said, pre-COVID. Look, hey, it fit the timeline, nigga.
but it was that 1 year before. We were terrible.
Yep.
We got the blueprint on who he really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then since then,
he's been that.
You've been talking too much.
And I've been.
If I was your nigga on the side, right? Like, I was really down for you, bro. We friends and shit. Shut the fuck up, bro. Get the fuck off the podcast. This is another day today. Today. He dropped the podcast today. He said some stupid shit we didn't need to hear. It brings attention to your dumb ass.
Is it the Adam Silver shit?
No, it was him talking about I wanted to retire. I was so distraught and downtrodden. I couldn't do it.
You should have retired,
and
then
everything
nigga.
That happened with you making this shit about you again, bro. The team is actually going through problems. We kind of need you back, my nigga. We need you back.
This who you
getting. And as soon as we reinstate your ass, you're dropping a podcast to let them know I was down.
Yeah, I was down bad. It's down hard, man. I couldn't know what I was gonna do, bro.
I was ready to just say fuck it and end it all. You know what I'm saying?
And just not be
in basketball no more.
You should have.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Boo! Don't come back. You fucking suck, man. I can't stand this nigga now. He was one of my favorite players, bro.
Bro, for fans of this show, y'all know. I've been talking this shit since 2019, my nigga. I've been talking this shit for a good minute.
I hate these moments, man.
Why
do you gotta be right? Why I gotta make him right? Why do you gotta make him right?
Cause nigga,
all the people and
the
shit.
The energies, nigga. I understand. I see the patterns.
I'm so irritated.
I know. Nigga, like, bro,
can you never say anything ever again?
Nah.
Can that be a part of his clause to go forward? Never say anything ever again.
Hey, you gotta hold on, bro.
Wait. Can we silence him?
Check this out. Yo, the whole rest of your season.
Never say anything basketball related.
Check this out. Unless y'all trade this nigga to the Lakers, LeBron.
He was with LeBron.
Check this out. Y'all gonna sit back. LeBron and them gonna sit back and take their L and let Draymond create a circus for y'all as your team implodes. Because that's what's gonna happen. As I'm pulling out my magic ball, I am looking through the clouds and I'm seeing the Lakers ain't doing shit. And if they don't trade for niggas and shit, they not gonna do shit.
They need to trade for Draymond Green, bro. They need to get
this
nigga.
So, that's number one, right? But if they don't do that, they can sit back and not take no heat for not doing anything because y'all are imploding spectacularly.
It really upsets me.
I like how it connects to you and the Kobe thing. Like, it's a full circle moment. You said, I'm a Warrior fan because you broke up Shaq and Kobe. I bet. Now you've been here for, 20 years now? And now you like, man, fuck y'all back on the Lakers because them niggas.
I ain't gonna never be a Lakers fan.
At least they know how to manage dysfunction.
Actually, that's some real shit right there, ain't it?
Nah, you know what? You're moving on. You're going to the other county team. You're coming to the Kings. So we're going to make the playoffs.
Actually, yeah. I fuck with the Kings. I really fuck with the Kings.
I like how
don't let me do that.
I like how you was on the bandwagon early. He was on the bandwagon.
I fuck with the Kings, too. But hold up. Steve Kerr is another one. Because we looking at Draymond Green, and we saying what he is and what he isn't.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to be, you know, transparent about that now.
Absolutely.
But nobody's trying to be transparent about who Steve Kerr is.
Bruh.
This is the most uncaring fucking coach I've ever seen in my life. And we've always said it, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
When it's going right, you can't really say much about him.
Bruh, I'm hitting on all cylinders on these niggas without trying.
Why? I don't like this shit. And this nigga's right, son. Y'all nigga proving this nigga right. You are Steiny, bro. Do you know who Steiny is?
No.
On the Warrior Channel, the 95.7 The Game, there's Vontae, there's Shasky, There's Guru. They're all Warrior fans. Uh-huh. And then there's Steiny. Uh-huh. Steiny is the guy that watches the games, but he has somebody like your perspective. This is all bullshit. You see what the bullshit is, and you always be pointing it out. Nice. But because you're not much of a fan of the team, and you're just a fan of the game, you're able to look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, I'm
giving you don't want to hear that shit.
Shout out,
we
Steiny.
Want Busta Rhymes. We want to see greatness. We just want to have fun watching this shit. And you come in with your bullshit points and fucking up our perspective. But when you write, we can't sit here and deny the shit. Draymond is
shout
irritated.
Out Steiny,
we yeah, shout out to him because we don't want to see this shit no more. And we've known that it's bad, and we didn't want to admit it. But when it's staring you in the face,
bro, that's
like
funny.
An ugly child, and you can't look at it and that's be like, funny. "Ooh, what a cute baby!"
You said
no,
it.
It's not. It's fucking ugly.
You said it earlier, bro. I know what you said in 2019, but as a Warrior fan, that shit didn't matter till this year. And it's like, yo. I bet. Fucking Steve Kerr. I'm telling you, hey, this nigga look like he not interested. This nigga looking for a hot dog. That's my nigga, bro.
He's my nigga, he right? Move, no, he don't cross his leg like that. Oh. He crosses his legs like one of these niggas. He be in the back.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to shit.
He looking everywhere else, bro, but the game.
And last night, we got, you know, destroyed by Toronto, a middling, weak-ass team that we would actually like to trade with. You know what I mean? Which was some other political bullshit to me.
Hmm.
But they just made a trade for OG Anunoby and got some other pieces. One of their pieces was RJ Barrett.
Uh-huh.
Right? This nigga goes for 36 against us. 10 for 13.
Cooked on you, bro.
Cooked us, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time that he's cooking us, in the 26 points in the first half that he
God
got.
Damn.
In the first half that he got.
God damn.
What did our coach do?
Hey, can I get a hot dog? Hey, bro, what's some of that?
This nigga sat back.
Hey, bro, what's some of that water over
there? He sat back like he had smoked two or three of them and wasn't tripping about shit today.
What's happening?
Hey, word, we getting blown out?
But like I said, like I said before, though, I think his whole job has always been dictated to him, and he only there as a name and X's and O's. Because y'all done always told me that his X's and O's, he can draw up a play and all those things. And it's like, that's great. But you're not a coach.
Nah.
Somebody's dictating to you, nigga, who's running and who's not. Somebody's dictating to you how you treat these different players when we see niggas like Draymond wilding and you don't have
mom,
no control.
Bro. He is a mom. I told him.
But who,
you hit me with that
but
shit.
Who's
I've been telling him.
Who's dad, though?
Nobody, nigga. Yeah. And if it wasn't Draymond...
Oh, I'm not saying that.
It wasn't Drake.
That's so evil. Oh, you said you fucking put it on the rim. I had something and I was like, no, I can't. You get it? You know where I'm at, so I ain't got to say it. Because you definitely put that shit on
ain't
the
ain't nobody there. That nigga is an absent dad. He sound like it. He sound like a deadbeat dad that fucked up a bunch of times. And
he just be trying.
I know y'all need me, but, you know, I've been fucking up lately. Get the fuck out of here, cuz. I'm so sick of this nigga, bro.
That's funny as hell. I mean...
He ain't a vet, bro. You punched the nigga in the face.
Yeah, that's some rookie shit.
Stupid as fuck. You a goofy-ass nigga.
No, like I said, though, how you can't be punching niggas at work, bro. We all know that.
He's a goofball.
but also, when you punch a nigga at work, you fired. Like you don't come back. You're not suspended,
came back
nigga.
And got
you,
a contract.
You're fired.
He came back and got a 4-year contract.
Yeah, nah, bro. Y'all, something wrong.
They offered Clay, too.
Something wrong.
This nigga a 4-year.
Something wrong.
Something wrong. He watched somebody get fucked. Off, he was like, word.
That nigga
I'm
was,
telling
hey,
you.
What's that shit?
It must have been the owner and.
Something, bro. That, what's that shit? What's the fucking thing, nigga? The room where it happened? That nigga stumbled upon a room where it was happening. And nigga got gay. He like, I'm set for life. That's why I could go in here and be like Adam Silver called.
This nigga is the Kevin Hart of the Warriors, cuz. He the gatekeepers and shit.
The room where it happened,
it
bro.
It ain't Steph, bro.
Hey.
You know how it should be, Steph? It ain't Steph, cuz. It ain't. Something up with Draymond in that team. He got a stranglehold and thing over this team. That's why this bullshit came out today. He ain't had a podcast all year.
Nah, he waited till he got reinstated. Like, nigga, it's marketing. He ain't done.
I hate this nigga.
But I mean, I feel for you only because I used to take mad shots at Draymond in this. Y'all could go back and listen to the old episodes when we talk about the Warriors. And I'm talking shit. Top to bottom. Hey, this nigga weak. He ain't shit. And all you do is be like, nah, bro, we need him to win. Nah, bro, he do his part. Nah, bro, blah, blah, blah. You defend this nigga so many times and then. Like, I don't know, 6 months ago?
This nigga said, I don't know. 6 months ago? Like the playoffs,
about
right?
About that time. Niggas turned into like, nah, just listen with this nigga. This nigga's trash. And then since then, you came in and said, I don't even listen to this nigga podcast no more.
And I can't listen to him talk, bro.
So what's funny?
I can't listen to nobody I know is full of shit.
Nah, so what's really amazing is you said you don't listen to his podcast, but he dropped one when he came back. So you like, let me see if this nigga's improved himself.
No, we get the snippets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. Okay. That's why I sent it to you on Instagram. It's like, this nigga weak, bro. I'm so fucking sick of him.
Hey, because I was really going to feel for you if you, like, went back hoping this nigga changed.
Hell nah. Once I drop you, bro, you are done. I don't fuck with you no more. I'm giving you an extended period. Understand, this is God's grace, son. Once I banish you to the shadow realm, you don't come back. There is no redemption.
You not. Damn. So
yeah, man. Jesus forgives. I never said that.
That ain't my job.
I'm so done with him, bro. That's cool. I just want him to go. Just go to somewhere else and do this shit over there. You wanna go to LA? We know you wanna go to LA. Send this nigga to his homie. Let them do whatever the fuck they do. Alright? Just
who y'all want from the Lakers?
I don't give a fuck. Get D'Lo back. I don't give a shit. Just get rid of this nigga, son. And Wiggins, too. He ain't shit, bro. I don't know what happened to Wiggins. This nigga touched the Space Jam ball or something.
Nah, bro, you fucking shipped his partner. No, wait. You let his partner get knocked out. Y'all let my
boy watching the bullshit bro, get out of here like bro, fuck y'all, bro.
Pretty much. Y'all let my partner get knocked out.
So I shouldn't be mad at Wiggins is what you're saying? You know I'm what? All right,
that.
Wiggins.
I'm saying that.
All right, Wiggins. Hey, look, like, I was about to come over here and be like, this nigga ain't shit. Because last night, 3 points, bro. But you know what? Fuck y'all. Trade me.
Yeah. Nah. You're bringing this nigga back?
You know what? I got the perfect package, bro. Send Looney. Send Wiggins down to Washington with JP.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Get fucking
yeah, put them back.
Get Kuzma back. Kuzma back or whatever. I don't give a shit. Send them where they want to go with the nigga they like, right? And hey, y'all, bro, let the shit sink with y'all weak ass motherfuckers.
As a person that has never been in this position, I'm gonna just speculate that. Nigga, if my partner, like you said, my best friend on the team, like we buddy and shit,
the fuck out.
Get knocked out, and y'all like
y'all with the bullshit.
Wait, y'all didn't fire this nigga?
Y'all with the bullshit though, for real. Y'all right? Gave this nigga a contract.
Y'all locked him in.
I traded the nigga too. Yeah, fuck y'all forever. So, I don't give a shit.
Like nigga,
hey, I'm gone. I got some family problems.
I don't fucking want to be here.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna go back.
No, you
go, said, and Cuz said last year, he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go back. And then he showed up. He was ready to play too, you know?
Yeah, nah.
This year it was different though. This year he was like, y'all should have traded me in all time. Like, y'all fucked up. I don't know what happened, bro.
I'm checked out, bro. Especially when you got this nigga still running his mouth.
He doing all kind of dumb ass right? shit too. Then y'all just letting this shit happen.
Y'all let that happen. All hey, the, me, hey, and me and all, I'm not even young no more. Me and the cats younger than me is like, what the fuck is going on? And ain't nobody answering our questions, bro.
Nah,
right,
fuck this shit. Yeah.
Figure it out.
I don't know what's up with y'all and y'all love affair with Steve Kerr. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, let y'all do what y'all do, bro. Let me out.
And I feel like Wiggins is probably the most
down to earth
emotional player.
I don't think he's emotional.
No, and when I say emotional, I mean I'm not turning it on for you if I don't fuck with you.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, nigga, if I fuck with you, I'm out here, nigga, I'm diving on the ground, I'm doing everything I can because I fuck with you. If I don't fuck with you, nigga, 3 points, nigga.
Fuck y'all, cuz. Why am I still here?
Yeah.
Why am I still here? Y'all fucking up, bro. So, nigga, I got the contract, nigga. I'm so up for the game. Exactly. Hey, it don't mean matter, cuz. Whatever, cuz.
And that's how I feel.
I see what y'all about. Y'all full of shit. It's whatever, bro.
Yeah, I feel like if his heart is in it, bro, he gonna die for you. But if he ain't there, then he definitely checked out.
Fuck you, niggas, cuz. Send me to Toronto. Yeah, like I said, for Pascal or whatever. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, send me home. I ain't mad at Wiggins now. I was gonna come on here and be like, fuck him too. Because, you know, as a fan of the team, this shit looks weak. It does. I don't understand.
I understand, but I feel like, after...
You know, these people live in real lives.
Putting the pieces together, it's like,
bro. And fuck Draymond forever, bro. I'm not fucking with him. He ain't cool to me. Fuck that nigga. I don't care what y'all did together before me. Fuck him. He full of shit. Remember when I said he do bitch-ass nigga shit?
Yeah.
If you was in close proximity with a nigga who do bitch-ass nigga shit, and you don't fuck with a motherfucker who do bitch-ass nigga shit... I don't fuck with you. I don't care if we're on the same team. I'm not dying for you.
That's facts.
I ain't diving on the floor for you. Facts. I ain't ruining my body for you. Facts. Fuck you, nigga. You ain't shit.
I don't fuck with you.
Retired in. Retired in. Bitch ass motherfucker. Retire. We don't need you. The game don't need you. I am so sick of him. I'm so sick of him. He ain't shit, bro. Of any player I have ever seen get on a camera and talk that shit, he ain't.
Bro, but they did it, though. They gave it to, I feel like shit started going downhill when he went on the TNT shit. And everybody, not me, but everybody else said he did such a great job and it was so amazing what he did up there and they already got a spot for him. When y'all did that, instead of being like me and being like, yo, if a nigga can't like read the card, bruh, he probably shouldn't be up there. If he got a nigga, like, you know what I mean? You can't talk for a living. Like, Shannon Sharp, you shouldn't be in that position. But you are. But
Shannon Sharp is good.
He can't read. Shannon Sharp.
He can't read fast. That's not the same.
He's good at talking to niggas.
Yes.
He is not reading off them cards, nigga, at a proficient enough level for me, nigga, to be on TV.
You know what's funny? When I watch Kalina... And all of them, they're really good. But then you get to, like, do you know who, do you ever watch the Warriors postgame?
No.
So, one of our centers, our past centers.
Oh, what's his name? Festus.
Festus Steele. So,
I follow him.
He's really good, right? But there's segments, right? If we do the standalone, where we gonna do the, you know, the interviews and shit, we put... someone else with you to make sure we can get the cutaways off correctly.
Exactly.
You're good at what you do, but if you need any help, here you go.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not disrespecting Shannon. I'm just saying.
If he had any, if he needed any help.
No, look, bro, this is all I'm saying. You didn't made professional athlete into an elite job like a doctor or a lawyer. Like, niggas want to be that from childhood and then they do all the steps.
That's why I
right?
said Shannon is so, good at what he do. He just dropped one of the greatest interviews we have ever fucking seen.
But listen to what I'm saying. You, as a professional elite athlete, did not prioritize the education necessary to get the jobs we're giving you.
Okay, you're right.
After your career.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I was mad before about athletes that got that talk for a living, nigga. Talking for
this is
a
why I use Zelia as the because it's real.
Yeah,
he does a good job.
I'm not saying.
Also Kendrick Perkins,
nigga,
he does a good job. But once you have so much time on,
there's aspects to this job, nigga.
You probably can't do, but once you have so much time on, you know how to do the job. You can do the job.
No, again, I'm saying. You're right. You can once you do get in the practice and stuff. but there's some things that you should have learned that you're not going to get now. You're just not, bro. The way you say certain words, the way you read certain words, it's just not going to be.
It's a Shaq and Chuck up there and always going to have Ernie.
Bruh.
Exactly. Fucking Zach. That's the
have
point.
Have to have Ernie. Hey, move it along.
That's the point. You got somebody that can take the cues, read the fucking cards,
at
nigga.
All times, no matter what. And Kenny does a great job. He's the other one.
Yeah.
He does a great job. Uh-huh. But he participates in the bullshit too much to move it along when it needs to be. So this is always why Ernie's going to always be there. No matter what.
So like I said... What was he talking about?
How shitty my motherfucking team is. They ain't shit, man.
We was talking about Draymond and his talking for a living.
I don't want to hear him anymore. I don't care how but good he is. You know, I know he's full of shit.
No, you know what's
I know
funny?
He can bullshit words no, but really,
you,
really well.
You know what's funny, though? What's funny, though, as you say, I don't want to hear him. He gonna move right over to that desk you love.
He's gonna be talking forever, bro.
Yep,
I get it. He's gonna be great at that job.
I hate the fact that y'all bigged him up so much when he did it.
I hate
y'all for that because I knew where it was going. I see the play. It's all marketing.
But when you as a we fan said of him, before, it looks different, right? And then when you put, like I said, you bro. Know, we see you.
You see why I'm not a fan?
You know, that weird nigga that, where he shine a light on you in the corner and it's like, everybody see that motherfucker? We see you. We know who you are.
Yep.
Right? We saw you doing weird shit.
But y'all fucking hyped it up too long, bro. Now you got to take it. Because see, when niggas like me was pointing it out along the way.
So what do we do about the young dudes then? That's just going through it. Like Moses Moody, bro. This nigga had 21 last night, bro. He hasn't played for weeks. We don't play Moses Moody.
No, like,
they
what?
Chatted his name, and that was the only reason I feel like Kerr put him in the game.
Possibly. But, no, like, it's like, why? What do you do with him? Trade him or sit him, nigga. What are the two? Like, really, I can't speak for their careers because it's on them. Like, you really got... That's when the trade demands and shit come in. Like, yo, bro.
Yeah, Kuminga basically said, trade me last year. If you're not going to play me, trade me. And then this year, it's been all bullshit. So you can't... This is where the media bullshit gets on my nerves. Where they act like he didn't say this last year. And, mm-hmm. that, you know, fans want to be fans of the team. And you get all upset at the player. You don't understand. I do not play for championships. I play for money. And they get really upset when they hear that shit. What do you mean they don't play for championships? No, this is a fucking business.
That's the byproduct. No, it's like that's the byproduct of my work, my
dude,
nigga.
I signed a contract to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I came to this country to get paid. I didn't go to college. I went into the G League or whatever, in whatever league that he was in, to get paid. And when I got on this team, you told me I was going to get an opportunity to get paid. Hey,
mm-hmm.
And when my contract year is coming up and you still not playing me, I'm not going to get
paid.
What the fuck? And you gonna keep bullshitting me to my face?
Yeah.
Fuck you, nigga. Get me off the team then. Trade me somewhere else where they gonna play me. You don't deserve my talents.
Everything that you said is accurate, but fans, this is why I'm not a fan of shit, because fans seem to...
They so stupid.
Fans seem to forget that, nigga, like everything you just said, bruh didn't go to college. Bruh came to this country to play this for the money, nigga. Fucking, what is an NBA championship?
I don't give a fuck about that.
Wait, I'm going to ask, what does an NBA championship mean in a country that's not where the NBA is at?
Bro, Gil just had this conversation where it was even more simple than that. If you had a $300 million career, mm-hmm. would you take the $50 million in a championship?
To be fair, that's a hard question, because while the money matters, the prestige with a championship can turn that 50 into a half a billy, because you have because people don't want to talk about that part. The way we revere champions and shit, right? If you have a championship and niggas know who you are, you can walk around and eat for free. You can walk around and just walk into rooms that usually just an NBA player not getting into. You see what I'm saying?
Like, the fact that you were here.
Like, it's the recognition of the NBA champ. There's a lot of different doors opened up for you as an NBA champion, but you got to be an NBA champion to know that. right? So the money, the everybody, every.
It as, depends on how you swing it, because you got to be of that level. Not but everybody that's an NBA champion gets that opportunity.
Bro, we've talked about this on this show about hometown heroes. Mm-hmm. Niggas only won their high school championship and run their fucking town. You see what I'm saying?
I don't like you.
So in America, as an NBA champion, that cachet, you got $50 million in the bank. If you smart, nigga, you can run that around the country, nigga, and stack to the 300 without sweating. Just you being you with your ring. Everywhere you go.
Or they just gave Michael Porter his ring. Did you see that? Yeah. Nigga? That nigga was looking at that shit like.
But that's what I'm saying.
I got the ring, bro. I can show this shit but to this, anybody. But
this is
what
this is my collateral. You know how many things I can get off of just having this ring? That's it. So that question is very weighted where people not trying to give you people don't under people try to act like they don't understand how America works. We fuck with the popular people. We fucking voted Donald Trump as president. Right? We fuck with the niggas that's winners, quote unquote. So if you got the fucking ring on that says
I know you're a winner. That's all that matters.
You already you could be fucking broke. We don't know how much money athletes actually have. We assume you a millionaire.
Just show me that
so
you got
it. If you ask a millionaire, you show up to their party with your ring on. And you asking starts. This?
Honestly, remember, have you ever been around a person that just looks successful, and they just be talking to you and just be telling you shit, and be like, "Yeah, word."
Mm-hmm.
And you got people around that's just listening to every little thing that they say. I just want to know what they got to say. And it's like, I wonder why.
Bruh.
It's because they got the things that make you feel like they successful.
That's it. So
that ring represents success,
bro. That championship ring will get you a speaking engagement at one of these fucking gurus conventions. Nigga, and all you gotta talk about is how you played in the big game.
And you I got there because of this.
I got there because of the belief in myself, and with this program, you can believe in yourself too.
This is why I got to where I got to.
So really,
and if you want to be like me and get one of these rings in your life and be a champion in your life and champion at what you do, like Dave Chappelle said in the dreams, you want to dream big and believe in yourself.
How much is that championship ring really worth? Yeah,
how much was that conversation I just had worth?
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Now.
No, but that's but you.
$2,500.
But you see what I'm saying? It's like nobody wants to talk about that because that's how people like Gilbert Arenas make money.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. That's the truth, bro. If you had the ring, you could run around on these circuits, nigga, and talk to these conventions shit. And shit, and you ain't never said nothing.
Gilbert ain't never been a winner.
But that's why he mattered. That's why the money matters more, because he don't know what it means to be a winner. You see what I'm saying?
Get on the fucking thing and just say shit. But because I was out here with one of these, you know I was dope.
That's it.
I can just keep talking this shit.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes, bro. So in that conversation, it's like, yo, would you take the $300 million or the ring? It's like, well, what do I want to do with my life? Mm. Like, do I want to pay for everything myself? Or do I want other niggas to pay for it for me?
Do I believe in my investments?
Like, because I can flip it real quick if I know what I'm doing with this ring on. Now, if you're saying if I'm taking 300 or 50 without the ring regardless, nigga, I want the 300. But if there's a championship ring attached to that other end, bro, we might talk about some things.
It just depends.
We can figure it. Bro, no, wait.
She really killed the argument that I was trying to set up. But it doesn't matter.
No, but the only reason I had killed that argument is because nobody talks about that point. Nobody ever says that
you can actually make this into
something. Bro, in America, I don't know about other countries. I don't know how they treat champions and shit.
No, stop. Because in other countries, you're the only one that's known is the champion.
Well, but
they sell those.
Well, no, you know, I mean, as far as the people are concerned and how they, if you're a national champion in Japan, I don't know how the country is treating you as a player on that team.
If they know me in general from the sport, that's one thing, right? If you go to another country, you're big just for being in the sport. If you're a champion in that sport, you're the best.
Well, no, what I'm saying is
whether they know who you are or not, just like you said, I can just show the thing.
No, what I mean
is bigger in another country.
No, what I mean is culturally. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they might. It might be the same. It might just be a people thing. But because I haven't been there, I can't speak for them. I can only speak for America, right? But again, you have the thing that proves that you're a winner.
You're the best.
That's it. We like the winners. We like the niggas that have the tools that say they did it. So anything you want, bro, dinner on me.
You we already know.
This makes me not like this Draymond conversation even more.
That's why you're fucked up at. Cause that's been my point.
If y'all remember, if y'all go back, I was upset when y'all won that one after the bad year, right? Or was it after the COVID or after the bad year? Whenever the last recent one was y'all won, wiped away everything that I was saying. It was true until y'all won, and it's like, shut the fuck up, nigga. You don't know what you're talking about, nigga. We won, we got a red, and it's like, but he's still trash. He's still fucking shit up.
And look at him now. They look pathetically bad.
It's everything we said it was, but because you got the championship, it bought you two more years. Mm-hmm. Right? So everything I'm saying right now, nigga, when you got the proof, when you have the ring that says, nigga, I'm the champion, that give you that grace, people allow you a lot of leeway. Because only a few people can do what you do, quote unquote, nigga. But you just play basketball. That's a different conversation. But I'm saying,
but you're completely right because that's what's been following us this entire year, the entire year. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to change until the end of the year when if they decide to make moves before the trade deadline, which I don't think is going to happen. I honestly don't think they're going to trade anyone off the court.
I don't think so.
Never. But that's the main problem with the team. You can trade the young guys and make it seem like it's their issue, but it's not going to help the team.
Yeah, it's not.
You need something to shake up with the core. And the nigga who talks too fucking much probably should be the one that gets traded. And I don't think they're going to trade him.
That nigga got that Cat Williams on him. That's what we're going to call blackmail from now on. Cat Williams.
That Cat. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. He's different than that. I think he's like the Kevin Hart of it, where it's like you the gatekeeper in some kind of way. Like you got something. Like you did something or something, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You in there with LeBron and them too.
He was in the room. I hear you. I hear. He said Adam Silver called him.
Something ain't right with this nigga, bro. I'm just saying, bro. I can't with Draymond no more. I can't. And then you know he ain't going nowhere. He firmly in that
motherfucker. I like how you just moved past that. You told me that it was like that was the most bullshitting shit I've ever heard in my life.
He's so full of shit, bro. But when you know somebody full of shit, it's like, how much more can I say about you? I just know you're full of shit.
Hey, I feel like that's the word. I think that is the downfall of trying to call out shit. When you get to the point where, yo, they just bad, right? Like how we look at Trump, bro. He's just an idiot. How we look, like when
yeah,
you
I don't need any more no, publicity evidence, right? Anything
so
about
when you get to that point, you're not even talking about it no more. You just know what it is, so you're not telling new niggas that don't know that they ain't easy. What I'm saying? You're not spreading to say, hey, you shouldn't fuck with.
I need to make t-shirts. Draymond ain't shit.
Hey, is that the wave of 2024, bro? We just putting disses on t-shirts now? Don't fuck with.
I'm kind of with it. The one with the Kanye?
Miss old Kanye? Yeah, t-shirts like that.
We need more of those.
Get Draymond out of here. And had that fucking to get out. No, one. Had a... I was going to say the Monopoly thing where his feet, where he getting thrown out.
Oh, I was just going to put like, you know, he's an ass. It always felt like a good one because when they do that, it makes me laugh. And when you a fan of something and it makes you laugh, you know it's a good insult. And I think the ass fits him perfectly.
When they mesh it with his face?
Yeah, he's a donkey though.
I mean,
he's an ass. It just fits really, really well, you know? And for the rest of your career, whatever it is that you do, because we know you're going to be in front of us, we're going to know if you're an ass.
Like Charles Barkley.
Actually,
yeah. Like it's funny how if you take a step back, it's like, yeah. It's about right. Got it. Okay, we've seen this before. That's something else that we don't talk about is that shit is in cycles, bro. There's nothing new under the sun. These niggas repeat themselves. It's just a new face in front of you.
The sign, remember?
Yeah,
gotta break out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that shit matters.
Breaking out because they not learning.
Why should they, bro? They got this far.
All I'm saying is they're not learning, right? They're not following who they are because they're not learning about what they do. They're not looking in the mirror reflecting. know what I'm saying, of who I am, nigga. They not trying to be Neo and be the one. You know, they're not starting to believe. Okay, it's not going to happen. I don't think they're going to get to that.
You've gotten it's too far gone, bro.
They don't even understand who Trinity is, bro.
Nah. With that,
I'm gonna be in here like Cat Williams and shit, bro.
I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
This has been the Straight Dope Show. I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. We there on there every day. Talk about
they
something.
Gotta get it together.
You know what I mean?
Gotta get together.
Shut up, bro. You'll make that fucking Tribe Called Quest song. You gotta get it together. You gotta get it together. Yo, we'll catch you next time, dog.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.